So you guys had a couple chances early against Iwakuma, and then you finally managed to break through there in the fourth inning. How important was that for you guys as a team, and kind of you too, to get everything?
It was good. I mean, we've ordered a sweep for one, and a guy who's been better than King Felix is the way he threw the ball last night. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but from what I saw, I left a lot of pitches over the plate, and we weren't missing them. But yeah, it was good to get on a guy like that who had a below 2 ERA, and especially going into Texas where we're going to be playing the guys who are right behind us.
You had a big offensive day, but I think your manager thought that your catch of Seager was maybe the play of the day. I mean, what was that ball like coming at you, and did you think you were going to be able to get to it?
I had a feeling. Once I started coming in, I saw it was knuckling pretty bad, so I knew that was going to be an adventure. But, I just shoestringed it and kind of got lucky for the most part. You know, the ball's doing some pretty good moves on it. It was a big play. Bases loaded, but one out, and, you know, those guys were swinging the bat well for those two innings. So anything I can do to help stop a rally, I'm all down for it.
Had 17 hits as a team, a bunch of home runs. It just feel like everybody kind of woke up at the same time, got some energy going.
Yeah, I think from that fourth on, we seemed to be running to the bat rack. And, you know, once I think everybody realized that, you know, we were getting to Iwakuma, that, you know, oh, he's doing it, I can, so the next guy can do it, so can I. So, and then you don't want to stop against a team like that. They've been swinging the bats well all series, and you won't get into their bullpen, and you want to keep capitalizing on it. And, you know, fortunately, hit a few long balls, so that always helps. And, but yeah, it was good to go to the plate today for everybody.
Four hits for you all after the kind of season you had to start. I mean,
it feels great, you know, especially after, you know, last few weeks since coming off. I feel like I've been swinging the bat great, lining out, hitting the ball hard, right at guys, and for it to find some holes today was really good. And usually, you know, it's good not to run back to the dugout frustrated, even though you're hitting the ball hard, you know. But I think I called it whenever the first night I got that bloop hit off of Perez. And you know, I was like waiting for my first bloop of the year, waiting for it. I was like, well, hopefully this is the start of something good, and then get the day off, kind of iffy about that, but then come out here and, you know, maybe that's a positive sign that I got that bloop hit.
Last time you guys went into Texas, you were 6.5 down, going in 3 up. I mean, what does that say about what this team has done over the last month and a half?
It's great. You know, they went in there, and I didn't make the trip, obviously. I was down at the time, but they went in there and, you know, pitching prevailed. You know, Straley went in there. I remember throwing a couple hits shut out, and that's what we got to do. We got to focus on pitching this team. We can get bats the way we swung it like today and keep continuing doing what we did today. I think we'll be just fine. And, you know, it's a team that's scuffling right now, and we just got to keep, you know, preventing them from getting back on the horse and moving forward and hopefully keep them scuffling.
Josh, you feel like you're kind of back where you were before you got injured and sort of tried to play through it, especially, you know, getting a hold of that last one?
Yeah, you know, as opposed from being hurt and then going on the DL and coming back, I mean, I'm swinging the bat great, just haven't been getting the results that I wanted and hitting it hard. Just hitting the right at guys, and today they found the hole, so hopefully that's something to continue on right now.
What do you think about Bartolo Colon as the All-Star game starter?
That'd be great. I don't know if we've had, when's the last time, has even Oakland even had one of those in the history?
Dan Heron.
So hopefully, that'd be awesome to see him, especially, you know, towards kind of the end of his career as he's coming down and thinking about retirement. But you never know, he could pitch at least 45. But I think we'd all be watching that if he was a starter.